Chapter 15, Quantify and Validate Benefits. For your benefit claim to be credible, you must give people reasons to believe what you say will be true. There are several ways to do this, and the more you can use, the better. However, it's possible to make just one of these reasons to believe so powerful that it alone can boost your sales dramatically. Common sense. The first way to support your benefit is the common sense approach. This is where you describe why your product or service performs using simple, plain words that are easy to understand and relate to. For example, a CPA might say, "Your audit risk will be minimal because your books and tax returns will be checked and validated using our proprietary No Surprises software that flags potential problems in plenty of time to fix them." A business telephone consultant might say, "Your cost of service will be cut in half, and you'll get new features that will make your inside salespeople twice as productive." A commercial cleaner might say, "Your office will be clean and fresh, so your employees will be more productive, and your visiting customers will be impressed." Actual experience. The second way to justify your benefit is using the actual experience method. This is where you let people try your product or service to see if it does what you say. This could be accomplished three ways. You can offer samples, give demonstrations, or simply let people touch, hear, or see your product or service firsthand. Credentials. The third way to validate your benefit is through credentialization. This is where you explain how your product or service came to be developed, or how it is designed, created, or produced. For example, a security consultant might say, "We only hire people who've had at least 5 years of experience with a major city, county, military, or federal law enforcement agency in a SWAT, counterterrorism, special forces, or executive protection capacity. Our bodyguards go through an intensive 10-week training program, followed by 6 months of supervised field duty before they are ever allowed to guard an executive on their own. We operate a 10-acre training complex where our personnel are exposed to every conceivable security situation as part of initial and ongoing instruction. This prepares our personnel for every contingency you might encounter." Testimonials. The fourth way to corroborate your offer is via testimonials. There are two types, customer and expert. When used correctly, testimonials can be a powerful tool in supporting your benefit. Many companies miss the mark here, though, by using spurious or vague-sounding testimonials. Here's how to use testimonials correctly. Always use full names, with permission, of course, and try to get city, state, province, and country. Be careful about listing contact details, though, because you don't want your testifiers to be abused. Try to get testimonials that are specific about the results your product or service delivered. For example, a freelance copywriter might use a testimonial like this: "The results Nick got me were fantastic. After he rewrote the copy on my offer pages, my sales increased 60.8% in the first 3 months." This is an actual testimonial I received. Magic questions to ask that will generate great testimonials. What brought you to us in the first place? In other words, what was the problem you had that you wanted a solution for? How did we help you? In other words, how did we fix the problem and what were the results? What would you say to someone who was considering buying from us? If you ask these magic questions of every happy customer, you will generate great testimonials. Guarantee. The fifth and very powerful form of reassurance that your benefit will be delivered is a strong guarantee. Many retailers use satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Because many companies say this, we could improve on it with something like, you must be utterly delighted with everything we sell, or we will replace it with something else or refund your money. No questions asked. It doesn't have to be new, and you don't even need a receipt. Would you shop at a store that had a guarantee like that? I know I would. Now, of course, you have to balance your guarantee with reality. How, for example, can you guarantee an in-ground swimming pool or your money back? Unfortunately, there's no practical way to return or uninstall something like an in-ground swimming pool. What could be guaranteed, though, is the workmanship and materials backed up by a generous warranty or performance bond that goes above and beyond what your competitors offer. What if laws or industry regulations prevent you from making a performance-based guarantee? You might be able to guarantee the experience you provide in some way. For example, you might be able to say that you guarantee that appointments will start and end on time, that email and voicemail messages will be answered within one half business day, or that confidentiality will be maintained at all times, and so forth. Be sure to check with your legal team before using a guarantee like these suggestions. Devote as much time as it takes to assess your reasons to believe. Whatever you say that supports your benefit, make sure it's relevant. Better to have too much support than not enough. Don't let success go to your head. Keep using your support statements and find new reasons why people should trust you.